welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my good friend Brian Rawls is with us. He's a regular on our show, always so much fun, always a lot of high energy, lots of activations, and lots of interesting information. So we will see what is going to come through today. So Brian's going to be talking about an energetic update and Pleiadian lineup. So we're going to talk about what exactly the Pleiadian lineup is, what are the Pleiadian experiments, DNA Pleiadian upgrades, and we're going to be talking about stargates and portals. So I'm really excited about that. And you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who may not know Brian, Brian is really very intuitive, very psychic, has so many skills, and does a lot of high energy vibration work, meaning he does a lot of activations and so on. He has been doing this work, I guess, really since a long time. So he's been looking into or talking with, communicating with spirit since the age of 7. And around age 13, he became more sensitive to people's moods and so on and so forth. And he used to talk to his guides all the time, his invisible friends. And his grandmother and aunts were also very intuitive and psychic. And they helped Brian to understand really what was going on and what his place and plan was in all that is, right? And so Brian is the first female in his family to have this blessing, and it is his mission in this life to make a difference in the world. And with great patience, his grandmother and aunt began to teach him and explain to him more about his skills and his abilities, about honing the abilities that are part of his bloodline, and gave him information about his guides, including clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance, telepathy, as well as being a shamanic healer. And he began reading tarot cards and angel cards a long time ago for family and friends. And then he actually worked as an intuitive medium on Circle of the Stars. And he became really, he's a sought after intuitive and psychic. And he works with spirit and for spirit and through spirit, or spirit works through him all the time. So Brian has worked as an intuitive medium on high volume hotlines such as Keen, Psychic Live, Psychic Source, and Hollywood Psychics, through which he has gone a battery of tests, tons of tests. So people have tested him continuously to see how skillful and how great his abilities are. And then he studied Reiki, became a Reiki master, and now he channels many energies to help you with your questions from spirit guides, angels, archangels, fairies, elementals, gods and goddesses, celestial beings, and other galactic energies. And he devotes himself to helping people find purpose in their life, providing guidance as well as providing closure and comfort to those who have had souls dear to them pass beyond the veil. So, like I said, Brian is very talented. He's been on our show many, many times. He's a well-loved speaker and guest, so I'm so excited that he's here with us today. So before we actually welcome Brian to the show, I invite you to take a deep breath, center in your heart space, open up your hearts to the wisdom, to the energies, to the teachings that are going to flow through Brian and his team, as well as the energies of unconditional love and blessings that are already flowing from my team for everybody listening on the call now and listening later. So take a deep breath and just center in your heart space and expand out as much as you can and try and include as many people that are listening now or listening later in this call so that everybody receives what they require in order to, you know, renew their life, renew their energy, and move forward on their path. So with that being said, I invite you to open your hearts with me and join me in welcoming Brian to the show. Brian, welcome.
Hello, Alara, and hello, everyone, and thank you all for having me. It's a very powerful, energetic time, and we have some very very neat information to bring forth today, and new upgrades and new paradigm shifts. So I'm very excited about the call.
Good, me too. And you know, you were just talking beforehand how right now the energy is, you know, quite different right now. There's lots of stuff going on, and now it's saying, oh, I'm so glad the Pleiadians are here with us. And so we're going to be talking with the Pleiadians and what's going on with them, and how they can assist us as well. And we're going to talk about what is the Pleiadian lineup. I don't even know what that means. And the Pleiadian experiments. And we're going to do some DNA Pleiadian upgrades, right? And you're going to talk to us about stargates and portals?
Yes, most definitely.
Good. And people can ask questions about, you know, all of this, as well as specific questions that they would like help with, guidance with, right?
Yes, most definitely. I love the callers. The callers are kind of what makes the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yes, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit questions on the Q&A, which we already have some. Yay! So let's get started talking about the energetics of right now, the energy. What's going on? What are the updates that you'd like to share with us?
Okay, so we have some very interesting updates that are coming through as we speak. We're within the Pleiadian lineup, which is a particular time that happens twice a year in May and November, when the sun is either the sun is in Taurus or Scorpio, and at the galactic degree. So the galactic degree would be at 25, 26, 27, or 28 degree energy within the Earth's direct alignment with the Pleiades star cluster. So that's happening as of right now. And we also have been going through stargates we went through one major stargate on 4/21. We go through another major stargate on 5/21, which is the Pleiadian stargate, which allows for us to mentally merge through this paradigm shift. A lot of us light workers were calling this the kind of like the void time of that energy of moving fully our physicality to that 5D paradigm. So the energies with these particular stargates are moving our bodies one by one through this final stargate, which happens on 6/21, which is the summer solstice, where our physicality will actually move through the paradigm shift, and all three of our bodies, emotional, mental, and physical bodies, will have moved fully through the stargate and have basically a new shift in understanding and a new shift in consciousness. So basically, a lot of folks will probably wonder, what is the Pleiadian lineup? So basically, the Pleiadian lineup is a heightened Pleiadian activity. The heightened Pleiadian activity happens normally during the noontime of the day during May 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, and through November 15th through the 20th. These are what you call heightened Pleiadian activity days, and this is when they tend to their projects or start new ones, make observations about old projects, make observations about new projects. They take graduates home. It's all about realignment, recommitment, and reevaluation, and almost like that's almost like reevaluating our energy field, as well as our physical body. And the telepathic boost, or the power boost, or the connection is boosted during this time for us to actually call home and to call to our particular star cluster or star nation that we are from, and allow for this this new rewiring to happen for us. And I would encourage everybody to sit out their crystals during the noon hour from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, or according to your world time, where you can allow for the Pleiadians to empower and amplify the frequency of your crystals. And I would encourage it be only clear quartz, because clear quartz crystals are very are kind of like record keepers, and they keep records and allow for the records to basically become open and available to our consciousness, because our consciousness is a big is sort of like a big crystal. It's all about understanding how to access these particular files and particular data, and understanding what to exactly do with them.
Nice, perfect, thank you. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Yeah, and only put the clear quartz. Don't put too much rose quartz or anything else, because they tend, over a long period of time, they can tend to fade a little bit in the sun, right?
Exactly, and I know a lot of folks spend pretty pennies on crystals, and they don't like it that it fades, and I'm like, we'll keep them out of the sunlight, and they won't fade. So definitely only put the fade-resistant crystals out there, such as like the clear quartz. You can also put some selenite out there. You can even put phenacite out there, there's another one, acetylite. These are quartz-based crystals, and they have a lot of quartz. Quartz veins or quartz running through them, allowing for the energy to amplify. And a lot of folks, if they don't know exactly who or what the Pleiadians are, well, the Pleiadians are an advanced civilization, and they basically introduced genetics on planet Earth. And they've observed several views of evolution, our species, and experimenting with ways to further spiritual development or accessing more parts of our brain. They've also programmed an energy signature and basically with encodement to be imprinted on the DNA, almost similar to how sort of like, I guess you would say, the fingerprints are left behind when you touch something. The energy signature, signature responds kind of like a two-way radio, allowing for you to have communication during this time for the Pleiadian alignment, as this Pleiadian alignment allows for you to basically for the Pleiadian energy signature to be on the planet and be activated, and it lasts for up to 3 to 6 days most of the times during the twice a year time that the Pleiades is in alignment with Mother Earth. And when the Pleiades are in alignment with Mother Earth, a lot of activations come in, a lot of downloads begin to start spiraling in, and you can sometimes become ungrounded. What I will basically begin with is a little grounding exercise with a little bit of light language to help with grounding, out after receiving all these activations. Because all you will have to do is just basically reestablish the grounding for it, and that's what we'll do in the activation. All right, so just kind of relax and take a deep breath in, and let's reestablish your grounding cords. All right, take a take deep breaths in for me.
Iduram e koko makati is an ur e stampi e kine e kwa an ahayati e sun. I como que ti en arro o como seto urakiana. Jedu na ti em e que dari et eston una kiata. Che nato astan I ne e pendo a rasceta in motu a taihin. Rakeren e so na akahist e miada. Rende e shandu una kiata. Danura e kiena ais. Romi ash an aike et e tu un aroma kosiana. Zendi hili ala alain ne ikiandu. Romo kosatu uti ash an ara kiande ewa.
And take a deep breath in. Bringing that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby. Aiming down into the pineal gland all the way down the shishamna. Activating the 8-cell blueprint at the perineum. And take the breath in. Okay. And
good,
how was
thank
it?
You. Good. Yeah, I like that. I was actually feeling really lightheaded or spacey a little while ago when you first started talking, when you first got on the call. It's like, wow, I'm really feeling the energy. So this is good to help ground me in a more
very,
center. Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. It's a very, very wonderful grounding energy to definitely ground into the physical energies of what it's actually being thrown at us. Because we are in a very upgrading space at the moment. So once our energy signatures are being activated, and if we have these Pleiadian codes, these Pleiadian codes are actually coming online.
So, Brian, should we be communicating with the Pleiadians? Should we be connecting with them right now more than we have in the past?
Well, a lot of folks are connecting very strongly with the Pleiadians. I know I have for probably about the, I would say probably about the past lunar cycle. And since I've been dealing with them, I have been feeling a lot of crown chakra activity and them kind of rewiring certain, I guess you would say, energy signatures or energy responses to our energy fields that allow for this alignment to take place. Because, like I said before, it's a time for realignment and recommitment and reevaluation on our part.
Mm. perfect. So my theme for this season is renew your energy, renew your life, right? So
Exactly. Kind of get reacquainted and recommitted to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. So do you want to take some questions as we go along?
Yes, most definitely. We can take some questions.
Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8550. Hello, 8550. Maybe ready. All right, going because I don't hear you or see you. No, okay. Raise your phone number ending in 8550. All right, then we're going to go to the phone, the Q&A. Okay, we're going to go to the Q&A. Maybe they'll call back. All right, so we're going to go to Jenny in BC, and she's saying, hi, Brian. Apparently, I do a lot of astral travels. So there's a lot of questions here, so we'll see what comes up from Brian. Why do I do that? Where do I go? What is the purpose of that? I don't remember them. I'm just feeling disconnected in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, so basically what you want to do is you want to make sure that you ask to remember where you go at night, okay? This is something that starseeds, we have trouble, getting that understanding between the physical and the astral realm. And what I mean by that is we have we have awareness of where we're going during the time that we are going, but we instantly forget when we pop back into the body. That is because we actually come back into the body on a different brain wave. So say, for instance, if you pop out on a theta brainwave, or you pop out of your body, or you come into your body on a theta brainwave, then that's how you're going to experience that particular energy signature. So you have to make sure that you come in on the same brainwave to allow for those memories to stay intact. So always, I like to pop out on a theta and come in on a theta. Some folks like the NLP practitioners and the hypnosis practitioners, sometimes they pop in or pop out on a beta, and they pop in on a theta brainwave. And it all depends on really exactly which way you pop in, which way you pop out, and making sure that you pop in and pop out on the same brainwave. Because if you and just commanding this, because your body will listen. Your body's smart. Okay, the human body is smart. It basically only understands conscious, constructive language. So it has to be used with a certain context, like, say, for instance, the word I am. The energy allows for the entrance to the energy to be very clear and precise. That's what I mean by commanding for you to understand where you go at night. So I am remembering my dreams, or I am remembering my astral travels. As you do that, automatically you're going to allow for that energy to pop directly in, and you're going to begin to remember. And you got to understand, if you need help and guidance in this, the Pleiadian lineup is a good time to ask for help, or ask for a request of like a sign or a symbol, or in the form of a starseed messenger, such as myself or another starseed messenger, such as like maybe Dorian Light, for instance, or Yvonne Perry. Those would be what would be starseed messengers. Okay, so you gotta fully work on. You gotta basically fully work on asking for help, and ask and you shall receive.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. So now I have a question from, oh my goodness, I hope I'm saying your name properly. I don't think so. Maui? M-A-W-I-Y. And they're asking, I wonder if I have Pleiadian guides around me.
Okay, so let's see here. All right, and okay, so they are showing that there are some Pleiadian guides that are coming into play here. All right, you actually have two Pleiadian guides coming into play, and this is one for activating the light language that will soon be channeled through you, whether it be writing light language or speaking it or signing it. And then there's also speaking about DNA upgrades and allowing for the almost like it's a booster for your DNA, because your DNA is coming in with a set of codes that are only conscious for conscious awareness for the realm that you are particularly from. So it's from your soul group or your soul region.
Okay, so hopefully that resonates with you, that means something to you. It's interesting when you're talking about the signing light language, Brian, I was doing a healing session a few days ago, and I spontaneously started to sign light language. I had never done that before, and, you know, we have talked about light language, you and I personally, as well, right? And so it was really interesting to see myself doing that. It's like, oh, wow, this is interesting.
Yes.
It can happen at any time.
It can happen at any time. Any form of light language can happen at any time. I have seen folks go into spontaneous light language and writing it down on napkins. That's what one lady did when light language came out. And then I know another lady that used to speak it out of the blue. And then there's also sometimes that I will pop in and out unaware, and it will throw me really off guard. But yeah, it happens. It happens so spontaneously that it's basically a way that we can, I guess you would say, communicate soul to soul.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun. So be open to it. All right, so we're going to take some more questions in a little bit, but can you talk to us a little bit about the Pleiadian experiments? And someone's asking about what is the Pleiadian lineup, which we already talked about at the beginning, right? We already talked about the Pleiadian lineup.
Yeah, we already talked about the Pleiadian lineup. The Pleiadian lineup is when the star cluster of the Pleiades is in alignment with Mother Earth, okay? Mm-hmm. And it happens twice a year, when the sun is in a galactic degree of Taurus or Scorpio, all right? And it allows for the Pleiadians to come back and check on their experiments. And I briefly went over what experiments they were, like they tend to their projects or start new ones or make observations about old ones, or take graduates home. And you must think of it as kind of like a almost sort of like a summer school. Okay, you have like or almost like a summer vacation, and then you get an autumn vacation. All right. And that's what these are. These are kind of like your celestial vacations, to where you can increase the activity of the telepathic signal and the boost between the Pleiades star cluster and the connection to Mother Earth. Because remember, the Pleiades star cluster is the ones that introduce genetics on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so they're experimenting on many different ways of the evolution of our species, and experimenting with ways of furthering our spiritual development or accessing more parts of our brain. Sometimes they make these observations, and they see that these observations aren't going so very well with the folks that are their experiments, or that have their energy signatures activated with them. And say, for instance, if they're having a difficult time on Mother Earth, they'll go ahead and graduate those folks back home to their Pleiades star cluster, so they can re-heal and then reincarnate back through that stargate.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
A little bit of what the Pleiading experiments are.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And so then you brought up, you know, stargates and star portals and star clusters. So can you talk a little bit about that as well? And specifically
stargate.
How we can use them to our advantage to help our growth, or, you know, bring in more energies and things like that.
Okay, so, well, the thing about stargates is there are astronomical stargates, as well as also also power star, or kind of like, I guess you would say, grid point stargates, and then there are portals, which these portals would be in, like, in between places, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the stargates are basically interstellar traveling, kind of like an interstellar traveling agency, all right? And the stargates are how we travel consciously through the ethers and through the astrals, allowing for the our bodies to take on upgrades and to allow for our earthly ascension. Because you got to remember, Mother Earth is a big school, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And at times our bodies, we get to the point where we are needing that particular boost, and we move through a stargate. And it's basically when our energy or our bodies get activated within that particular, say for instance, degree within our chart, or within that galactic degree. Once we hit that galactic degree, we start activating, and then we'll hit a integration phase, and then we'll integrate, and then we'll slowly basically come online, and then we'll hit another upgrade and keep on basically doing that as we evolve. And each time that folks ask for, like, folks can literally just basically call down these Pleiadian codes for themselves. And I will also assist with a Pleiadian upgrade here in just a few here in a few minutes. But they are wanting basically for you all to command for these upgrades to come start filtering in, because we have another good 3 days left of this particular Pleiadian lineup, and then we won't have another one until once the sun goes into Scorpio, and that won't be until November. So definitely make sure that you understand that it's all about realignment and recommitting to yourself and reevaluation on the whole big scale of things.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, yes, we can do that at any time, but I guess in times like this, it's even more powerful, right? When we recommit to ourselves and during this week, for example, it's more powerful, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. Very, very, it's very expansive and very intense as well. I know that a lot of us are having ascension symptoms within our bodies, but those ascension symptoms will eventually go away. You just need to increase your magnesium. You need to drink loads of water, and you need to take sea salt baths and baking soda baths. What that will do is that it's kind of like an integration bath, and it will help integrate the energies that are actually that being downloaded and upgraded within you.
Perfect. Thank you. Yep, absolutely. We can do that, right? We can do that, everyone. So, Brian, do you want to do another activation, or should we take a call? Question.
Let's take a call, and then we will go into the DNA upgrade.
Perfect. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 4762. 4762. I'm going to unmute you. I think I'm going to... Yep, here we go.
Hello. Hello, this
Hello.
Is me.
Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hey.
Debbie in central Wisconsin.
Hey, Debbie.
I'm not getting a reception.
Okay, well, just ask your question and we'll see.
I just wonder if I could assist from Brian in my energy field to improve my intuition with my horse herd and Mother Nature in general.
Okay.
Something's
beeping on your end there, Debbie, but yeah, so I'm not sure if Brian got all that. Your phone is...
Oh, I think I figured the problem out. I'm sorry for that.
That's good.
I was asking if Brian could help me open my intuition with Mother Nature and the animal kingdom in general, my horse herd and dogs specifically, but I know I have
Most definitely.
An innate ability, but I don't know what's slowing me down from receiving messages and a more clear picture of
okay,
what
the connection. It's the connection.
Yeah.
All basically what it is it's just a bit of a sketchy connection because you are needing to connect into Mother Earth first and then connect into the celestial energies and then bring back down into your heart. So what we're going to do real quick is we're going to do what you call it. Well, it's an activation that I call sort of like a reconnection to Mother Earth activation. And this reconnects you to Mother Earth, and then it will connect you to the celestial energies and allow for that that veil to basically be lifted, and it will raise up your frequency at least 10%. All right, so I want you to just take deep breaths in and just listen to my voice.
Nekete ure kem astu ure shan i ekendu o basta tu ure kenda i inde egli la ora ko ono mastendu zandu ure kien i sta se en eli an na hayes tu ure bapo kuguna si an ar Nekoto ora shen ora etamati. Nama ate o rom ukunas, nende elewa arano ku ukunas sendu, ranje ni at hasini. Ro mokutu in asin atu aka an aint ur ashte,
And take deep breaths in. And bring that energy up into your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye. Down into your eletrine, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby. Steaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the shishamla. All the way down the shishamla, activating the 8-cell blueprint at the perineum. And take deep breath in. All right, and there were some of the sound or some of the frequencies that my vocal cords were not going to be able to allow me to make. So, but you did receive the energies to receive those particular frequencies. And I also put two particular codes in you. One is a clear communication code that I had placed on the third eye, which is actually basically sinking into the third eye. It's almost like a clarity enhancer. So you should start seeing things a little bit more simpler and more easier. And also, I put the clear quartz frequency in the throat chakra to bring some clarity to your hearing ability, because you're hearing the sound, you're just not interpreting the messages. Okay, so they're definitely flowing through. You just need to ask for signs and symbols to interpret.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. How do you feel?
More relaxed. I felt some numbness. I'm standing outside barefoot in the grass trying to connect with Mother Nature, and I had a pain in my right shoulder before that's now more relaxed, and I kind of have a stressful lifestyle with my husband.
Well.
And so it's hard for me to connect and ground, and I appreciate the advice and the assistance. Thank you very much, Brian.
You are very welcome, dear. And definitely understand that there are new beginnings getting ready to begin for you. And I see a very smooth change of things in mid-June.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, yeah. Dear.
Thanks, Debbie.
Namaste.
Wonderful. Blessings. Good, yay. So it's interesting what can come through and what can be, what's the word, helpful for each person, right? And
exactly.
I mean, when you started doing that activation for Debbie, I felt a lot of activity in my crown chakra and above as well. So it's like it wasn't just for Debbie. It's anybody else who happens to resonate with that, right?
Exactly. And that's a good thing about my light language, is that if it resonates, it will vibrate at that particular frequency to allow for it to shift your paradigm. Because you have to remember, each of us are different. We are running different frequencies at different moments. But you have to realize that we are all connected. So if just one of us are changing our frequency, that is allowing for all of us to change our frequency. So do know that you're helping out regardless of whether you're conscious about it or not.
Perfect. Thank you. So we're going to go to the Q&A and get some more questions answered.
Okay. And I'll let you know once those DNA codes come fully in.
Yeah.
And I'm here probably in about 5 minutes.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to go to Caroline, and Caroline's asking for, she says, I would appreciate a quick reading, a sign as to abundance and being taken care of monetarily for me to quit my job and be a healer full time.
Okay, so there is a little bit of influential energy that is showing that there is a stall in the plan of the making of her being a successful healer. And it feels to me like it is a part of herself that is blocking her success and blocking what she receives due to fear of change and also fear of what she may see or may eventually see. So the energy here, I would definitely tell you to make sure that you stay grounded in your power and understand that it's okay for you to be powerful, and you can only ask for the good things to be shown to you, because not all of us see the death and the gruesome and the horror and all that. A lot of what us light workers we do it's very rewarding. So definitely be open to that belief and that restructuring of your paradigm. So just take deep breaths in, and I will plug that frequency in for you.
Dadu uras in umat, denu uras in upapakin. Nanu unas in telu urapakin, aro di an ask.
And take deep breath in. All right. And Caroline, just breathe through that energy. And also know that you are powerful and you can amplify this frequency.
Good, beautiful. Thank you. So, Caroline, let us know how you resonate with that, how that was for you. We'll just take one more quick question from the Q&A before we do the DNA upgrade, then we'll go to the phone line. So I have a question from Vivian, and she says, Dear Brian, you told me once that I have a Lemurian female guide with me and that she had a V, the letter V, on her forehead. The first letter of my name is also V. Is there a connection, and why does she have this sign on her forehead?
Okay, so this is a sigil, and sigils, talisman, insignia, whatever you want to call it, symbol's a symbol, or basically. The on her forehead, it could very well mean a symbol of the tribe or the symbol of the star cluster that you come from, or the particular court that is being or particular energy that your energy field is courting around. You have to understand when there is insignia, or insignias or symbols, you have to really dig deep to actually find what a particular meaning to one is, because there are many symbols out there, and there's many symbols that look like V's. I would have to see it again and trying to pick your guide out of a handful of folks' guides is going to be probably difficult, because probably a lot of the a lot of the star guides or star nation spirits, they do have that particular frequency about them where their skin will glow with tribal symbols and insignias and symbols in general, and it's actually a very beautiful picture. I know I have one guy that has symbols all over his body, from toe to head, and And I mean, and he just is wearing a loincloth. So believe me, it's very interesting how some guides show up, because it can, it can be very, very interesting on how they look, and also interesting on the particular species that they show themselves.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Vivian. Good question. So are we ready to do the DNA upgrade, Brian?
Yes, we are ready to do the DNA upgrade. I'm just going to take a moment to set the energy field, and then we are going to connect.
Okay. Yay.
All right. Just take some deep breaths in.
No con nastandele alora cotonin na chi anda este stembe etun perché te ignora am acastaiet denne lego ora ma cotonin a sta rocotiat zambi andele a poto ora nano o cosat a ish en imba zande hile ora acastaiet roco cocomachin dando ora rete mi andai Ti coco con ain ella cotu uras, apta I te estun, rime che te am ar, o cocuma fie star. Estando in acquiasta, rinde e conu stona te calaro o con gene equar, de lo oroston, de jando o coma haid, vin astando oracian, de li arast, vedondo o gunust, rinde te che entua, roco mocosa. Down into the well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down to Shishamna, activating the eighth cell blueprint at the perineum. Breath.
So
wonderful.
Powerful. I mean, I was blown away by these activations that you bring to us. They're always so powerful. Thank you. Okay.
Wonderful. I am so glad that you enjoy all the activations.
Absolutely. So we're going to take some more caller questions and Q&A questions in just a moment, but I wanted to share with everyone your special offer that we have for our listeners today. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian13. That's Brian 13. So we have the special offer is a 60-minute personal session, as well as the MP3 of the full moon WESAC transmission. So Brian, can you talk a little bit about the personal session and the transmission?
Okay, and with the personal session with me, you are able to ask any particular types of questions regarding your DNA, regarding your guides, regarding love, relationships, spirituality, finances, anything that comes to your mind. I will also do activations and light language transmissions within that session. And I can't remember what the recording was. What was the recording?
It was the full moon WESAC transmission?
Yes, the full moon WESAC transmission is
WESAC.
Actually
yeah. I was saying it wrong.
Well, it's actually called WESAC, V-E-S-A-K.
Ah.
But it's it's actually when it's one of the strongest full moons in basically in the year. And it's an old Buddhist legend during the time of the first May full moon. It is what you call Buddha's birthday, and it's a very powerful activating and enlightening activation to help you understand more about the particular manifestation abilities that you actually do have.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, you know, there are tons of testimonials on your website. I have received tons of testimonials from people who have had sessions with you through purchasing the packages on here as well. So everyone loves your sessions, Brian. I know I do. And, you know, I've always loved your sessions whenever I have them. So you definitely want to check that out. So that, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian13. So, Brian, Mary is asking, she said, my third eye is buzzing. Are you doing an activation on this part of the DNA?
Yes, folks, will receive the energy how they are supposed to receive it. Normally, the energy will process through where you're upgrading at. And if it is tingling and spontaneously circulating within your third eye, then I would most definitely tell you, yes, you're activating within the visual part of the DNA at this moment.
Perfect. Thank you. So we're going to go to the phone lines for a second, and then we'll go back to the Q&A. We still have tons of questions. And we're going to go to phone number ending in 2406. 2406. You.
Oh. Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi. This is Patty, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to check in with you. I've just been going through a really rough time and a lot of fear, anxiety, lack, and confusion, and was calling to see if I could get some message or clarity. Thank you for the effort.
You're very welcome. Let's see, Patty. All right. So. Okay, so they are showing me that there are some transitional times ahead of you. you look like you're getting over the transitional times, and they're showing actually night turning today. And that is my sign and my symbol for basically everything basically brighter on the other side. So I would most definitely tell you that things are definitely going to be advancing for you in about, I would say probably about 2 weeks, because I'm seeing a 14-day period of basically an integration, and also they are showing me a document or a piece of mail of some sort. I don't know exactly what this piece of mail or this document would be, but it feels to me like it has some sort of good news on it, because I see there is a it's almost like a sigh or a burst of relief coming off of you once you read it and get fully through that piece of mail or that document. And then they're showing me fireworks, so it's showing a success.
Wow, that is such a relief to hear that, especially that it's just, you said a 2 week period, because I've been at like at my wit's end. I've been telling God, you know, for like actually a while that I don't think I can continue on the way things have been. Thank you so much.
Yeah, about a 2 week, probably about a 2 week period. It looks to me like everything is going to go pretty well for you as far as like in ways of communication with a partner or a potential partner, and also good potential and success within finances, and also like I said, a hearing of good news or a letter of some sort that brings a sigh of relief or joy.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian.
Good.
You're very welcome, dear.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Sending
you're
you
very welcome, dear.
Yep, glad you called in.
Welcome, blessing.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to go to the back to the Q&A because, wow, it's ooh, tons of questions still. Hold on, let me catch up. Catching up. All right, so I have a question from Tara, and she says, Brian, how do I open to receive my own love or universal love? I created separation in myself long ago, but now I want to reunite all my parts and be one.
Okay, so you want to reconnect back to your true power, your true source. All right, so just take deep breath in. Tara. Inumakoto ina ashtantu usento ora kimbe de aqua akasendo. Ora ki ashtantu. Zanti ata ana aki atu urokoto uroma kiana ahias. Esentorus ora ahiasa. Akin epiti an. Asu ora unamakiat. Eshtu uram akas. Zem in eke enu oko, arrasht etni asa. Denu urok no orame hapan ine eke tu. Ashan akis. De loro koto ura makiatai in ura astaro oko makasati. And take deep breath in. And bring that energy up through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart. Ooh,
yes.
And I guess I'm clearing for you. Your heart, your throat, move it up into your third eye, down into the well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby. Breathing down into the pineal gland, all the way down the trachea. Activating the 8-cell blueprint adds the tyranny. And 60%. All right, so pressure is releasing from the sinuses, the sinus cavity, the frontal lobe, and the occipital lobe, as well as also the Broca and the Wernicke. So these particular types of energies are basically being cleared. And like I said, the if y'all folks don't know what the Broca and Wernicke parts of the brain is, that's where your language and sound is activated. Yeah. So this is a good thing. So do know that this is not only just for the caller, this can also be for other folks as well. It will tune down to your particular frequency.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Tara. Now, I have a question from Maya in Boston, and she's saying, Brian, you are a Stargate yourself. I'm amazed. And she's asking, what kind of energy do I need to boost my creative action, inspiration, attitude?
Okay, so I am getting, all right, so there, the, okay, so my guys are being funny, and they're saying, all she needs to do is just throw a little bit of glamour. I'm like, okay, so what's that supposed to mean? And as they're saying, mention it to her, and she will understand. But I'm taking that, and whenever I hear my guides start talking about glitz and glam, they usually are referring to the fairy realm or the elemental realm. So I would tell you, communicate with the elemental realm and basically ask, and you shall receive, because that's a lot of who is guiding you.
Perfect. Thank you, Maya. And then I have a question from Suzanne, and she says, I heard you say the silica was the antidepressant for light workers, but I didn't understand why.
Okay, silica is where is basically the main substance of our brain stem. All right, if we don't have silica, our connection is sketchy as hell. I mean, excuse me, as heck. But it is, like, so sketchy if we do not have silica. We totally want to, it's almost like we totally don't even want to be in the body, all right? So I would tell you either make friends with oatmeal or make friends with a silica supplement. If you are dealing with stargates and dealing with energies such as, like, portals, being a grid worker, light worker, healing the waters, healing the land, going to certain power spots or power sources, you need to have silica, because that is what's going to keep your connection not sketchy. All right, we can't be running around with sketchy light workers, because that's like running around with some sketchy mice without cheese. All right, so definitely make friends with oatmeal or a silica supplement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you for asking that question, Suzanne. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1221. 1221. Hold on 1 second. Hello? Maybe? Phone number ending in 1-2. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Obama. This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I want to reclaim my sovereignty. I want to be empowered to. End this.
Okay, and they're screaming, "Speak your truth at me."
Yeah, speak your truth and speak a little bit more clearly. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it's getting.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's going on with your throat chakra, and And also, I mean, it's almost like there is a zipper on your lips. And I don't know exactly if you're holding back something, holding back from telling somebody something, or communication is just off. But I hear it in the phone call. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your energy field, that what's blocking you is your throat chakra.
Yes, and this persecution that I am experiencing, you know, the stoning and the hanging and the burning of past lives is nothing compared to this one, this technological hell that I'm experiencing. And
exactly. And the technological hell, the technological stuff, that is us star seeds with there being so many back doors and front doors to things on the web and with other technical devices. Us star seeds, we tend to need to close the computer at least for six hours out of the day and go outside, because we tend to short circuit electronic stuff, and technology really doesn't go very well with us. Now, for folks that need to work with computers to make a living, they need to have their computer, whether it be their home computer or their office computer, their computer needs to be on the west wall, and all electronics need to be on the west wall, because west is for electricity to work. Right. And if you put all of your electronics and like say your computer, your printer, and say for instance your admin machine, put it in the west wall, put it in the west part of your office. You will always want to put your electronics in your west part, your wood in your east part. Things about yourself in your north part of your house, and things that you're passionate about in your south part of your house. All right, it's all about cardinal points, because we all line up with our internal compass. Okay, so very simple, but the technology is, it's going to screw with you. It's going to screw with you, because there are cons. What now?
I'm just making sure Cynthia, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, perfect. Yeah, how's that resonating with you, Cynthia?
It just feels like what I'm experiencing is much bigger. Definitely going out in nature is very, very important for me. That definitely resonated. I don't know if it's, I believe it's ancestral and malevolent entities. There's so many words that I could attach to it. It's just that.
Well, that's the thing. You cannot attach a label to it, because if you attach a label to it, you give it power. Once you give it power, going to eat it up. All right? So you have to cancel, clear, delete, and you have to pod-pop that. All right? That is point of destruction to the point of creation. You destruct that thought and destruct that program, and then you bring yourself back into the body, and then you recreate that understanding, or recreate that belief or that program, all right? So make sure. Now, if you're wanting to work more further on this, I would highly recommend checking out that special offer, because we can definitely get you basically where you are needing to be and protect it as well, because you really need to receive a little bit of psychic hygiene and also I would say some protection techniques, because the seems as if all your protection is down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cynthia?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Good. I appreciate your time and your energy and your love. Thank you so much to both of you.
Good.
You're thank very you, welcome here.
Yeah, glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. So we're just going to take a few more quick calls, questions from the Q&A. Hold on 1 second. Wow. All right. So let's see where we are. Wow. Okay. So Judy's asking about her throat chakra. She says, asking, how do I open my throat chakra? I feel a blockage there, especially difficult to express my truth, feelings, and share with others joyfully and peacefully. This seems to be
okay.
A theme today.
Yes, I know. So we need to, all right, so let's do a quick little group clearing on the throat chakra, because it seems to be one of the things that a lot of people are having issues with.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is I'm going to do a complete clearing of the throat chakra and the vocal cord. And I will tell you, my activation on the throat chakra and clearing the throat chakra, it completely removed that filter. So I am sorry in advance if I get y'all in trouble with a slippery tongue. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to let y'all know in advance. Okay, so just take deep breaths in and listen to my voice.
Dolora e duma stanno una, devo una, stero ora vacuto una, descende e che no una macata chi star. Dolora che ero una, stomo così anar. Dermi alla rischiero ora, costermo cosa ienne e chiam. Grande, selmo o coro, nando ora chi anda ish. Reme, sento o coma chi, arande e leo arano cu. Ande e dando una sci arana, edo o cocozar o comachin, dello oro unas, zande e lewa akadi, zande e lewa unati, ramo cosato akadali, li ana harani e goro, mi fando o cosa, rande e denno una fiana, dello oro cocozain, dello oro unam. Zende he ke te mora kotayin.
Deep breath in. That energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat. Let it spin around your throat chakra. Moving up into the third eye, down into the into the well of dreams, at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra. Doubling back into the fourth eye where your head was off when you were a baby. Beaming down into the pineal gland. All the way down the Shoshana. Activating the eighth cell blueprint at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. And
wow, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you asked that question, Judy. Thank you for everyone, on behalf of everyone. So here's an interesting question, Brian. I know we only have a few more minutes left, but this it's about someone's asking, are the dolphins Pleiadians, and why are they so present in my life? This is from Koala.
Okay, so dolphins, now there are some, I'm going to tell you that there are some folks that think that the dolphin beings are more Syrian, like from Sirius B and the Syrian stars. Mm-hmm. And then there are some folks that say that the dolphins are from the Pleiades. I particularly think that, well, my particular belief, because it's all about mm-hmm. beliefs here in the 3D.
Yes.
You have to understand that there are different kinds and different species of dolphins, such as dolphins, porpoises, mm-hmm. And other off-brand or off, I guess you would say, off-names for dolphins, okay? And now different species of dolphins may come from the Pleiadian star clusters, but I feel as if most of our dolphin that are within our waters, they come from the Sirian stars as well as the Delphinian stars, because the Delphinian stars are actually translate out to the dolphin star cluster.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. All right. So, Brian, I have a question. I already know the answer to this, but I have a question from somebody who's asking, do you look at past lives? They have a good friend who has neck issues and wonders if it is past life related. And then there's a word, stenosis, and wonders about that.
Okay. So, yes, I do work with past lives. And more than mm-hmm. likely, yes, that is coming from a past life, as well as also possibly a concurrent life, a dimensional self that is also running in mm-hmm. a parallel frequency.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And someone else is asking, if we dream of, because we're talking about light language, if we dream of light language being spoken, are we getting the intended message or information, even though we don't understand or remember the specific sounds when we wake up? I try when I wake up to write down a few words phonetically, but don't know what it means.
Yes, we do remember what is, well, our soul remembers what is being said mm-hmm. If we dream about it. But like I said in the beginning of the show, if you want to remember your dream, command it, people. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Very simple. I command to remember my dreams when I wake up. And mm-hmm. very, very simple. They listen to you. It's not very hard. They actually do listen.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, so now I just wanted to talk really briefly again about just your special offer that you have, Brian, because you do all sorts of different things in a 60-minute reading, or you can, including activations, including talking to loved ones, angels, guides, all that kind of stuff, right? So it just depends on what the person needs.
Exactly. My my guides and your spiritual support team basically set the reading up before you even purchase. So go ahead and make that wise decision of clicking that button and purchasing that special offer, because you will receive a ton of information in an hour. I mean, you see how much information you received in an hour and 30 minutes, and believe me, I talk fast. So definitely understand. Make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper, and be ready to take some notes. And just tell me to slow down if I need to slow down, because I will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you so much for all of the wonderful questions that we got today from everyone. You know, really, yeah. really good. So thank you, everyone. And Brian was able to bring in several activations. Yeah. And so do you have any advice for everybody now that we received all these different activations, Brian, today?
I would highly recommend that you go ground out and take mm-hmm. a big glass of water and rehydrate your adrenal glands, and also just be prepared for some lovely expansion and lovely activations to enhance your evening.
Perfect. Thank you. And again, thank you again to thank you so much for, you know, all of these activations that came through, all of your wisdom and the energies, your team, your guys who were with us in present. Thank you so much for all of that. And like I said, thank you everyone for your beautiful, wonderful questions. Go back and listen to this replay. It will be up shortly. In the next half an hour, it'll be up on the replay page. So please do take a look at it and go back and listen to it. Take a look at the special offer, see how that resonates with you. Normally, Brian's readings, you can usually get one within a week or so, right, Brian? Like, it's not too far.
Yes, within a week and 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you'll be on the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't take, like, 2 months or anything like that, so which is good. But 2 weeks is fine. Perfect. So take a look at that, awakenedhappinessnow.com/Brian13. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here with us today and sharing in this beautiful Pleiadian energy and, you know, connect to the Pleiades for the next couple of days to get even more downloads and a greater connection with the Pleiadians, if you can. All right. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.